This shouldn't be a thing.
And if you ever have a thing that you think should not be, send it in to Jane, Calvin, and me at Civic. I'm sorry, Jane says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisback comes by way of Florida. Calvin found this. I'm going to say it's W-I-N-K or Wink. Lauren Halpert is the reporter. Alexandra Igo and Nicholas Carson are the writers of this. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing title. Man wearing Batman-clad pajamas thwarts robbery. Robbery attempts in Cape Coral neighborhood. You heard that right. Man wearing Batman-clad, I should be clad in Batman pajamas. That's how it should be written. But man wearing Batman-clad pajamas thwarts robbery attempts in Cape Coral neighborhood. And I think that's absolutely amazing. What happened was a Cape Coral resident dressed in Batman pajamas helped thwart a burglary in his neighborhood. The incident occurred just after 2 a.m. on Wednesday when police say 20-year-old Justin Schimpel broke into several vehicles and a garage, stealing items like sunglasses, cash, and gift cards. Kyle Myvet is the neighbor who intervened. He said, "I knew for some reason I should have worn that. I should have worn that particular outfit." It seems like he was on Calvin. To me, it seems like he was ready for action no matter what. Like he was wearing the pajamas and he was ready to fight crime and save neighborhoods.
The Dark Knight never sleeps. Greg. The
Dark Knight never, or at least he's comfy when he takes a nap. Because if you go to the link, which will be on the live stream, I'm sorry, it will be on the show notes, you're going to see a picture of Mr. Myvet in his pajamas, and they're not like, they look like a Batman outfit. They look like, hey, let's take the Batman outfit, make it in fabric, and sell it to adults. I would wear one, I would really fight hard not to try to fight crime in my neighborhood. But he goes on to say, "I just grabbed him by the shirt and by his wrist, and I just told him, hey, it's in your best interest to sit down and comply. In the light of integrity, it's not in me to just stand there and be a coward when I see something that needs to be done." Police showed up very quickly, they said, and it was commented by Lisa Greenberg, who is from the Cape Coral Police Department. "I would never go as far as to encourage people to always do something like this because every circumstance is different. It's just a prime example of what we can do if we all work together as a community." And now you might be asking yourself, Calvin, listeners, why is this this shouldn't be a thing? What shouldn't be a thing? And because I wanted to talk about this, because a man dressed up in Batman pajamas thwarted crime, I just want to say the crime shouldn't be the thing. Mr. Schimpel, I hope you learned your lesson. I hope you get things in order and do your thing. But I want to just send some praise to Mr. Myvet in Florida. And also, honestly, Calvin, it's about time Florida got a win.
Yeah, it's rare that the Florida man could be a positive. But in this one, this Florida man did a good thing.
This Florida man did a great thing, I would say. And we say thank you, Mr. Myvet, and thank you for protecting your community. And we will send the light up into the sky if we ever need you again. But for now, that wraps up another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.